the couple things that I know about the rule of 80 is typically the better your loggers benefit, the more likely you are to retain people. But the rule of 80 is not designed to retain people. It's designed to turn over people. So kind of keep that in mind. If you're doing this, you should probably anticipate that. So the other part of it is that's a strong intangible is the rule of 80 is it generates turnover, but it keeps people here at their most productive years between those ages of 20 and 50. No offense if anyone's over that, but that's statistically that's statistically the most productive years. Hopefully by the time I think, you know, once I'm beyond the age of 50, I'm still going to be perfectly productive.
You're still digging. Just move.
In all reality. That's what the data shows us is those between the ages of 25 and about 55 are the most productive years of any individual's life. So that's what the rule of 80 is designed to do, is to keep those people here during that short period of time and then give them an exit with an unused benefit. The key is whether or not they use it. Right. So if you decide to get the rule of 80 and then nobody uses it, then what? Well, the good news is that we know that people aren't using it because, again, your group dynamics is part of that cost calculation. We have employers that have had rule of 80 for 20 years and their employees aren't using it, but their contribution rates are going down because they get a credit to their contribution rate because there's folks that are on the books that we expected to be gone 10 years ago. So that's something to consider as well. It's going to generate turnover. That's what it's designed to do. But maybe that's what you're trying to accomplish.
My only comment is there's always exceptions to what you said in regard to the age. So I'll just leave it at that.
I agree. Hopefully I'm extremely productive at the age of 75.
Maybe I'm not productive at all. I don't know how to...
He doesn't come in on this age thing.
Maybe he's off our data mark somewhere.
Before Ms. White was on the commission, we had two other gentlemen, and I referred to us as Brandon and the Geriatrics. So I've got to be very careful.
I think he still refers to it.
No. I really don't. Just geriatric.
Any other questions for me?
I don't have any. Is this something we probably want to discuss further during budget? Because this will affect the budget. So I think it's appropriate to talk about.
Yes, you probably left a card or phone number.
Yes, Dawn has it.
Yeah.
County clerk.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Just a note, I think our loggers that we've paid, if I'm not looking wrong, this year's $1,004,147.30.
I've got University of Missouri Extension update, but I don't see anybody here. Oh, yeah, there she is.
Was I not well hidden?
You was hidden behind Chuck there.
I was swimming in the
mountains back there. Yeah. There you go. Thank you. Good morning. I'm Willa Williams from University of Missouri Extension in Taney County. And let's see, I'll go quickly through this. The first page here is my reaching out report from 4-H, and I'm the community engagement specialist as well. So I don't know if I've really talked to you guys about the new club that I tried out this year, the Explorers Club, but I'm still pretty excited about that. Not only because it was a new club, I started it a little bit early, but I looked at our enrollment numbers. And not only was this club so big that it was on the level of club enrollment in Greene County and Jasper County, some of our more urban counties, but if you look at our enrollments in Taney County, We have enrollment that's on the, it kind of beats out a lot in the Southwest region. You know, we have a bigger enrollment than Christian County does at this point. That's another one of my counties. So we're doing really good in enrollment this year in Taney County. I hope it keeps up. This Explorers Club is called a SPIN Club, which stands for Special Interest. We're doing it a little bit different in that most 4-H clubs we meet every month. This 4-H club we meet every 2 weeks. We're meeting tonight. We're going to do our end of the year, instead of having it at a fair, we're doing our end of the year projects. They're bringing the projects. We're doing our ribbons tonight. We're having pizza. We're doing cake decorating. So that should be fun. If you guys haven't ever done cake decorating, you can come tonight. It's at the Recplex at 6 o'clock. You'll probably get icing all over you, but that's part of it. As community engagement specialist as well, I'm helping out with the VITA program. And I'm excited about that, too. We didn't know if we were going to do the VITA program. As you know, that helps out a lot of people in our community. It has a big economic impact. All that money that they save, they put it back into Taney County. They go out, they spend money as fast as they can, and they go and spend it on things that they need. The other thing that I'm excited about is I'm continuing to collab with MSU, and we're doing another career day at OTC. Forsyth was really excited last year about that career day that we did at OTC. So they were the first ones to reserve their spot, so we're doing it again. I think it's February 6th. I have that date down there. If you want to be there for that day, please let me know, and I'll make sure that you're there. They haven't told me the second school, but I'm pretty sure it's probably Branson as well. We usually have about 160 seventh graders come out. And really the focus is careers that they can stay within Taney County, and also careers that it's nice for a four-year degree, but also if they don't want to do that four-year degree, that, you know, I've partnered with OTC because we want to go and see their heat and air. We want to look at their nursing programs. I'm also trying to look for different animal careers, too. I have so many kids that say they want to be a veterinarian. A veterinarian is a lot of schooling. It's very, very expensive, but there's a lot of things that you can do, that you can work with animals that's not a veterinarian. So those are the careers that we're going to work with. I have another grant that's HES Collaboration is Human Environmental Sciences that I'm working with the nutrition specialists in the three counties. And I'm also working with Branson High School. This is another one I'm excited with. Because, as you know, we don't really have a big livestock show program here in Taney County or in Stone County. And I really want to have that. We've tried to have that a whole lot. So we're trying to think of unique ideas to get kids and families to show livestock. So I'm not going to give you all the ideas I have, but if you want to catch me another time and talk about all the unique ideas to get kids and families to show, we'll talk about that. So Barb's report, Barb is still busy in the schools doing her nutrition programs. Sandra's just as busy doing a lot of business programs as well. If you notice, she did a QuickBooks Online program here in Branson. She did do the Etsy program, and that was a really successful program here in Branson as well. Tim Schnockenberg, who's our agronomy specialist, he is getting very busy. I think January and February are his very busy months to do livestock and forage programs in Taney County. And there are other specialists that haven't given us reaching out reports. I have heard from Pam Dutzman and Amy Patillo that they want to continue the farm-to-school and farm-to-table program and grants that's currently at the Hollister schools as well to Branson schools. So, do you have any questions? I know that was really quick. It's been a long meeting. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You.
Insurance update with Mr. Kahn.
We had the update last time. This is just for the finalization of the billing.
for the insurance for the renewal with MoFirm. There was one change that we encountered after Don and I were able to go through this. The change is this, is that MoFirm, I took over 10-1 for you guys, and ever since I took that over with MoFirm, they had an option prior to me taking it over for you guys to change your renewal date from 12/31, which is what was a common anniversary date for MoFirm on all policies and all the time you've been with them. But they have now given options to renew those at a different time. After Dawn and I discussed that at length, she could not remember the commission ever voting for there to have been a shift to 10-1. And after research with MoPerm, they took a survey that she had filled out saying 10-1, but that didn't say anything about authorization to change it. After further review, and again, this was before I came along, MoPerm really never did a notification officially to you, so we got them to change the date back, which is what it should be without a commission approval at 12/31. So Don and I had discussed that at length. What I presented to you here before was the numbers of a shortened policy from 12/31 to 10/1, and then I also gave you the full year. And so the billing that you now have in front of you is a corrected billing for that being a full year billing and keeping the anniversary date at 12/31. Nothing else has changed.
The two different bills, one of them's the
liability and one's the property.
Property insurance?
Yes, sir. And MoPerm is very specific about wanting to make sure that their proposal is the only proposal used. They're very specific about their rules there, so I've enclosed another copy of that for you as well if you want to go over that or review it at a cold winter night reading time as far as the full policy quote there.
That theirs is the only proposal used?
Theirs, in other words, when we get quotes from carriers in, we usually put together our own proposal at our agency. MoPerm has their own, and they prefer used, and so that's the only one we use in this case.
Can you tell me if the property coverage, are you privy to know if that has went up over last year, the $137,000?
Last year, yes. I presented these before, but last year, just so we're clear, the liability price was $129,773.
Liability or property?
That is the liability. The property is where the majority of the increase was. Last year was at $308,389.
We've got it reversed on what we've got. We've got property coverage, $137,000 new one. We've got liability,
$355,000. Yeah, that's where I was confused. Sorry.
Okay.
So that the liability should read property?
Yes. Sorry about that typo.
So.
And then the property should read liability?
Yeah.
We just got these
approved this morning.
Well, that's why I was asking. I was like, no, wait a minute. Liability or property is only 137?
Yeah, okay. so that's a typo by the office. But we couldn't get another bill here from MoPerm in that time. So we just created one from our offices in order to suffice for getting the bill paid.
So
the
liability was 129 what?
The liability last year was $129,773.
And then the property?
$308,389.
And then I know on the property there was some different coverage changes, was there not, as far as values given to things?
Those were already included in everything for your renewal process.
Okay, so that was done prior to... Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's why there was the... Don, you might know. Is that why there was an increase of that amount because of...
And they charged that much difference just for that?
I think there was some other changes where, like, the police cars, because we had to do, like, whenever that one was burnt, or we had to replace everything, covered the car, but it didn't cover anything on the inside. And that was, like, an additional $7,000 we had to pay out of pocket. to replace the stuff. I mean, I think there's those types of things as well.